WOOC correspondent H. Bosch Jr. sat down with Professor Gerard Atching, who is a professor of Africana and Romance Studies at Cornell University. Together, they discussed a downloadable app that is being developed at the university, an app that provides users with information about the history of the Underground Railroad.
Welcome to the Triple E's segment of the show. This is H. Bosch Jr., Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest, in the spirit of honoring Black History Month and recognizing individuals who are making Black history, today's guest is Gerard Atching. I want to make sure I get that right. Okay, Professor of Africana and Romance Studies at Cornell University and world-renowned author. Welcome to the show, Professor.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
We appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule to come in for an interview.
Well, we're very happy to have your interest.
Okay. Well, as I always say in my show, let's make it do what it do. Okay. Professor, where's home for you, born and raised?
I was born in Trinidad and Tobago and then came up here when I was 18, went to school out in California, and then subsequently came out here to the Ithaca area to continue schooling. So I've been here a long time.
Okay. Okay. And your background is exactly what in academics?
Well, the area that I worked in was in literature, mostly Latin American literature, and sort of with a big focus on Cuba, and most recently on slavery in Cuba. I just recently did a book on that, on the only slave narrative that exists in the Spanish-speaking world, as opposed to what we have here in the States, which are many slave narratives.
Wow.
So that was of interest to me. And so that's, you know, what I've done most recently in terms of my work. But I've been trying to do a lot of work just looking at the Caribbean in French, English, and Spanish, mostly the colonial period.
Oh, great, great. So I got to dig into this. This app that pertains to the history of the Underground Railroad. This is just a phenomenal app. And I just have so many questions. So let's just start right here. What was the inspiration behind the app?
The inspiration comes from several sources, you know, I think, and let's give credit where it's due because, for example, working in the Africana Studies and Research Center, I was in a conversation with our administrative manager, Treva Levine, and we were talking about the possibility of doing some kind of mapping on campus so that we could look at the Cornell Ithaca campus, right, from the perspective of the history of Africana. You know, that would be what sites on campus would be of interest so that, for example, students could get a chance to sort of go there, even prospective students, prospective faculty, alumni, people from the community, just being able to come to campus and have a map that they could follow that would look at the history of the campus from the perspective of Africana. Mm-hmm. So she was sort of, she got that in my mind. So that, in fact, when I was approached by Professor A.T. Miller, who already had a seminar, which is a half-semester seminar on the Underground Railroad in which people we visited sites. So he had taught that course once, and then the second time around, he had me come on board. And then we just last fall did it for the third time.
Oh,
and
great,
so he was the one who had that course going in the meantime, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is to say, just a course on the Underground Railroad, which was, we were looking at the classic slave narrative so that students would read that book, you know, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, and so on, and sort of, you know, look toward going to those places so that students could actually see the places,
great,
you know.
Great.
So that was important. And that was a source of inspiration, too.
Okay, so my next question, and this is how I was made aware of it. I saw it on the news. You were doing an interview with a student. What was the student participation and how many worked on it, if at all any?
Yes, we had 25 students that last semester. And what happened there was we sort of split up the group into five sites that we would visit. And so there were five students per site.
Oh, okay.
And so what students had to do at the beginning stages of this app is research on the web exactly what's said about that site and sort of determine what's important to have on that site.
Great.
So that when the application comes up, what you would do is sort of just press an icon and then on that spot, the spot will come up and there'll be information that they've decided should be there. So that means that they really go through the information and decide what's the most important to be there, right?
Oh, okay, good.
And
good.
So they all did that. And then in addition to that, they had to write up a little bit about why, you know, justifying why they thought that those things were important for that particular site.
Okay. Why the Underground Railroad?
Well, the Underground...
Instead of something else.
Well, the Underground Railroad, of course, the course was already in existence, right? But then to think of building an application with students and with members of the community was very important. That is to say, it's about their own self-education. And so since the course was already in existence, and I think the important thing that we're adding by, you know, having the downloadable app is so that students can actually begin to see our landscape, the history of our landscape up here in central New York, right?
Okay.
But it could also be done for women's suffrage. It could be also done for the history of music.
Oh, interesting.
It could be done for religious studies.
Interesting.
You know, so those are possible applications that could be built.
Oh, wow. So can this app tell me the relationship? Can this app tell me the relationship the Underground Railroad has with the Capital District? In particular, or particularly like Albany, Troy, Schenectady area, the Capital District.
Yeah, it has that potential. It has that potential. I think what we can't do that right now simply because we've just examined five sites, and the sites have been in downtown Ithaca, in Auburn, visiting Harriet Tubman's house, and also the William and Francis Seward House in Auburn. Then we would go all the way up to Lewiston, you know, near Buffalo,
okay,
which was sort of the launching point to get over to, one of the launching points to get over to Canada, right? Mm-hmm. So that those were sites that we could handle this time, but you could imagine just that whole Albany area, Seneca Falls, you know, Troy, all of that area, because we're speaking about, you know, it is estimated that between 40,000 and 75,000 people left the South to escape to Canada. We don't have a more exact figure between 40 and 75 because, of course, all of this was clandestine.
Right.
You know,
right.
There are no records and people would have no records. And even if they did, they would burn those records
right.
because...
It's kind of like my folks from Alabama, the older folks, they put their births in the Bible. You know,
right.
There were no records. Yeah,
yeah, you know, but in this case here, it's really about, you know... there was a fugitive slave law of 1850 that made it illegal for people to be harboring fugitives, you know, slave fugitives. So, of course, they weren't going to leave any track or trace of it, which makes the app really interesting because we know the sites that we can go to. For example, the St. James AME Zion Church downtown in Ithaca, it's a known site. But then there are other sites that people, it's in oral history, it's, you know, in rumors. Those things can also be investigated.
So, which leads me to my next question. What are the local historians' opinion of this app and its historical accuracy?
Well, they don't know yet because, in
Why
fact, it's interesting because I just recently had a conversation with the History Center in downtown Ithaca, and they're also thinking of doing mapping initiatives.
How about that?
So they're wanting to do that because they're also thinking of more people, you know, paying attention to the history of the region, also sort of heritage tourism, things like that, so that actually people in the community could actually learn and go, you know, follow those maps on their own, So we've begun that conversation. And what was really nice about that conversation is that there were people from Ithaca High School, Ithaca College, Cornell University, and from the community, all sitting down to talk about the possibility of building these things together.
Okay. Well, a lot of my listeners want to know this. What was the cost associated with developing this app, and how did you, it's a two-part question, how did you secure financing? Was it through the school or private investors?
Well, the cost has only been in terms of the labor that we're putting in, because the app that we're using, you know, is already exists, and it's called ARIS, A-R-I-S, and it means augmented reality interactive storytelling.
Okay.
And it's put out by the university.
I'm not going to remember that tomorrow.
Well, you'll remember when you hear the program again. No, it's called ARIS. But what's important about it is it comes out of the University of Wisconsin, Madison, and it's a free application. So it's downloadable. The only problem right now, it's only available for Apple systems, you know.
Okay.
But it's not the only kind of mapping app that's out there. So there are others as well, because I know that the History Center is considering others, right? But everybody has to consider. In our case, it's only the labor that we have put in the classroom to get this off the ground. I also was able to hire someone to to get the shell of the app off the ground, right? But, you know, the development of it now will come into play once we're speaking to more people at the university and in the community about how to keep building, you know, these areas.
So, and I don't mean to cut you off, but there's some other things I want to get in.
Sure.
Right? Okay, this
sure.
is such a juicy topic. What's next in the app world, as they say in show business, or is this a flash in the pan?
Well, you know, it'll only be a flash in the pan if we let it be that, right?
Good answer. Good answer, Professor.
You know, I think it's important. What's behind this for us is when we look at our landscape, we want to be able to see the history of our landscape, especially in the central New York region.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know that a lot of this history has already taken place here, right? And that's an important history, so that when you're looking at the history of our landscape, it's not an empty landscape. It's a landscape with a lot of traditions and a lot of important movements that began in this area that were important not only for the state of New York, but the country, right?
Okay.
So making the landscape visible in those ways is very important for, I think, citizens, you know,
great.
And
yeah.
and what we learn about, you know, the communities we're in and our history.
Okay. Know? So here's my next, closing this out. How can people reach you if they have questions they want answered, and if they want to participate more in this, as I say, phenomenal project that you guys came up with?
Yeah, well,
I applaud your efforts and just what you're doing and just to make a difference. It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think the best way to be in touch is either directly to me through, you can find my email on the website of the Africana Studies and Research Center. But I can give that to you. It's GLA23. That's mm-hmm. GLA23@cornell.edu.
Okay.
And that would be the best way to be in touch with me for more information, you know, about
great.
What we're attempting to do here.
All right. Hey, Professor, short, but to me, it was an education, no pun intended, being that I'm on the University of Cornell. All right. And once again, I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come out and grace us with this amazing app and to educate us about it.
I thank you for traveling all this way and for your interest.
Much appreciated. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.